So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Mazgu like Kais Rishon. After pouring the first cup of wine at the Seder to say Kiddush, there is a machlekis in which order to say the brachas. We first say a bracha on the holiness of the day, and then say Parei Pirei Gafen. The Brasa gives two reasons for the opinion of Bishamai. First, Hayoim Garim Liyayin Shiyavai. It is the day that brings on the obligation to have wine. Second, Kvar Kiddush Hayayim V'Adayin Yayin Leba. The day became holy before the wine was in front of us. Beis Hillel Aimrim, Mevarach Al Hayayin V'Akach Mevarach Al Hayayim. We say Parei Pirei Gafen before the bracha on Kiddushas Hayayim. The Brasa gives two reasons for the opinion of Beis Hillel. First, Mnei Hayayin Garim LeKiddush HaTayamer. The presence of wine causes us to say Kiddush. Second, Tadur Shein Tadur Tadur Kaidim. We always do the more common mitzvah first, and Parei Pirei Gafen is more common than Kiddush. The Hilchos like Beis Hillel, we pasken like Beis Hillel. Even though a Bas Kol, a heavenly voice, informed us that we always rule like Beis Hillel, the Brisa specifically paskens like Beis Hillel in this case, either because the Brisa was taught before the Bas Kol, or because the Brisa assumes that Im Hashgichem a Bas Kol, we pay no attention to a Bas Kol. Zok the Mishnah, Hevi Lefanav, Mitabel Bechazeres Ach Megiel LePaperes HaPas. After Kiddush, they bring a vegetable to be used for Karpas, and it is dipped and eaten. Then, after Karpas, Hevi Lefanav Matzah Bechazeres Becharoises Beshnei Tavshtilim. They would bring before him matzah, lettuce, charoises, and two cooked foods. The Tanakhama holds that dipping maror in charoises is not a mitzvah, and Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik holds it is a mitzvah. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would also bring the Korban Pesach at this point. Amar Shlakish, Zayse Meres, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. We can learn from our Mishnah which says, Mitabel Bechazeres, that we eat lettuce as karpas, and later eat more of the same for Mara, that Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. One only fulfills a mitzvah if he intends to fulfill the mitzvah, because if a mitzvah were fulfilled without Kavanah, he would have already fulfilled the mitzvah of Mara while eating karpas. The Gemara asks two questions on Rish Lakish. First, maybe mitzvahs don't need kavana, and we eat it twice, ki hechid will have a hekir l'tanaikis, so that the children will notice and ask questions. Second, the Braisa says explicitly that achlam b'loy miskavan yatsa. If a person eats vegetables that can be used for mar without having kavana, he is yatsa. The Gemara defends Rish Lakish that tenoyi, whether mitzvahs triches kavana or mitzvahs ain't triches kavana, is the subject of a machlekes tanoim. Rabbi Yossi holds that even after eating karpas, mitzvah lehevi lefanav chazeres v'charoises u'shnei tavshilim. We have not been yaitze the mitzvah of mar with karpas, and we must bring more mar for the mitzvah. The fact that Rabbi Yossi calls it a mitzvah indicates that we are not just bringing the mar to pique the curiosity of the children. My shnei tavshilim. The Gemara quotes several opinions as to what kinds of cooked foods we needed to say there. Rav Huna says that we can even use silka v'aroiza, cooked beets and rice. Since Rav Huna said that, Rav would specifically use these two foods. Since that example was mentioned by Rav Huna. Rav Huna's example of cooked rice demonstrates that we do not pasken like Rabbi Yechiel Menuri, who holds oiriz min daganu, rice is a grain and can become chametz. Chizki adds, afilo dag ubeyash alav. Even a fish with egg on it is considered two dishes, even though they are cooked together. Rav Yosef Amar, Tzarech Shnei Mini Basar, Echad Zeich LePesach, VeEchad Zeich LeChagiga. We need two types of meat. One symbolizes the Karban Pesach, and one symbolizes the Karban Chagiga. Ravina Amar, Afila Garma Ubishula. Ravina holds that even a bone and the sauce it cooks in are considered two foods. The Gemara now returns to the Karpas Amar. Pshita, Hechad Eko Shar Yurakis. It's clear that when there are other vegetables to use for Karpas, we would say Parei Pirei Adama on karpas and alachilas mar on the mar. However, when we only have lettuce, there's a machlekes how to arrange the brachas. Rav Huna holds we still say only Parei Pirei Adama while eating it for karpas, and later say alachilas mar when eating it for mar. Rav Chizkiya rejects this idea because la'achar shamila kreisa himenu chizim avarchalah. It doesn't make sense to say alachilas mar after having already eaten a lot of mar. Instead, Rav Chizna holds we say both brachas when we eat the lettuce as karpas, and then we do not say any bracha when we eat it as mar. The Gemara Paskin is like Rav Chizna, but Rav Acha Berei de Rava would try to find other vegetables to use for karpas in order to avoid the machlokes.